A lady, when she's wanting to make herself particularly presentable, she wants to really look nice, and she spends a lot of time in front of the mirror. And her husband gets kind of perturbed at it. You know.
Well, we refer to that, so she says she's primping.
Or any other thing you want to say?
Well,
do men primp?
Well, I would have to say that, in a sense, I guess they do primp, but I guess that we should say maybe they are grooming themselves.
An item that a lady would not carry for to keep coins in, or money, or lipstick, perfume.
I would say that would be her, maybe referred to it as her bag, that she keeps various items, her car keys, and her root, and well, just about anything you want to find.
Something she might wear around her arm, an ornament.
Well, of course, the common thing would say a wrist watch, and then they might use a bracelet or something of that nature that they'd wear.
Something she might have around her neck.
Yeah, that could be, you can refer to them maybe as beads, if it was beads, or a necklace, or a pendant.
So you or I did not have a belt to keep our pants up. We might use what else to hold them up?
Well, we would use suspenders, and which used to be referred to as galluses.
Speaking of rain a while ago, if I did not have a raincoat to put on and went outside, I might pick up another item to carry out with
yes,
me,
sir.
And then raise it.
An umbrella.
Okay, have you, can you think of any terms that have ever been referred to other than an umbrella?
Bumper sheet?
Well, you ever heard it referred to as a bumper sheet?
Shoot.
Bumper
shoot. I don't recall what it have.
I know I've heard, maybe back over there in Limestone Cove, up there going across Iron Mountain,
mm-hmm.
The people in there have occasionally referred to umbrellas as bumper shoots.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know whether it would be common to this part.
No, I don't recall that I ever heard it used, that term used.
The top covering on a bed, you know, the prettiest part of quilts that you would call a bed, what do you call that?
Well, I guess that would be the bed, you see, it would refer to it as the bed covering. Of course, some people does use the less than the quilt. When they have beautiful quilts, they use that. But the other, I think that you're referring to, we might say the bed spread or something that covers all the other.
Mm-hmm. If you had a lot of company and you did not have enough bedroom for them, you might place the younger members of the family on the floor and you would make a what?
Pallet.
How was a pallet made?
Well, that's just used by spreading some maybe bed clothing, quilts or blankets or something on the floor and getting them a pillow or something to put their head on.
The farmland that is more productive than other land is very rich. You refer to that land as what? Very
loamy or fertile? Or maybe loamy land is fertile. Is it fertile land or is it loamy at the top?
Where do you usually find this fertile land, this loamy land? Do you find it close to creeks, rivers?
I would think so, because I've heard them refer to maybe very productive land, and they refer to it as a river bottom, so that must be more fertile or something, but that was river land, or it's a river bottom, so it must be more productive because it does lie next to a stream or water.
Some of this ground, or this land, it's sort of wet and it's damp, you would mire up in if you walk through it.
Well, we might say it was swampy or marshy. Marshland or swampland.